good morning, everybody. Let's try that again without my voice cracking. Good morning, everybody. My name is Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. It's Friday, the 25th of August. As we wind down the summer, basically, I got to tell you, weekend after this is Labor Day weekend. Wow. Okay, and I know a lot of people are back to school, wishing you the best of times here. As you head back to school or are thinking about it, okay, we hope you're listening to the show. We know we're getting a lot of listenership right now, so just a pleasure to be talking to you live on the archives. We archive over at ace-ed.org. That's the home website of our Consortium for Equity in Education, where our magazine, Equity in Access, is located, where all the information on our Equity Awards program, which is a big deal this year, even bigger than last, okay, please feel free to go over there and nominate it. You'll see the link to it over at ace-ed.org for the Equity Awards program. And also, podcasts like this one will be over there as well. And I always like to emphasize everything we do over there is free at ace-ed.org, so please check it out. I really appreciate doing today's show. We had to cancel it last week when we had a tech glitch last Monday. All right, so I got Lance Rogge here. Lance is the Senior VP of Curriculum Instruction and Student Engagement, which is what we're going to really be talking about today, over at Discovery Education, my good friends. And I want to preface the show before, by the way, good morning, Lance. I just brought you on. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. How are you, Larry?
I'm fine. Now, by the way, I finally learned how to pronounce, thanks to Steve Wakefield, your last name. It's Rogge. Rogge, right?
That is perfect. We mispronounce it, but that's how we mispronounce it.
How do you pronounce it? How do you pronounce it? What's going on?
It's French. So my dad will say Rogge, but it's really Rogge is how we said it. So yeah, thanks for having me on this morning.
Are you kidding? You're always welcome here. Okay, and it's Rogeux, obviously French. Thank you very much. But I've always been doing Rougeau, but Rogge is so much easier. So thank you very much, you and Steven, my good buddy over there at Discovery. And you're, again, a Senior VP, Curriculum Instruction, Student Engagement. We're going to focus on that today, and I'm really glad we're able to reschedule the show for today when you had some time and we could fit it in here, because to me it's really important. I want to say this, you know, we're going to talk about how Discovery is trying to ignite student curiosity in the new school year. But I don't, and Lance, you may agree or disagree with me on this, a lot of people who are professional educators who are in the schools don't understand what's going on in the industry. They see the industry, I always say this, as the sales rep who shows up every 3 months, okay, to sell you something and make sure there's something going on, everything's hunky-dory with everything, okay? But the industry, which is made up of a lot of people who were in education, in the trenches, it's a synergetic relationship between the industry and the profession. And if you folks at the industry side, Discovery is this example today, don't get it right, everybody suffers, okay? And I think it's so important that we just spend a little time, today, like we're going to do, talking about, you know, what Discovery really does, and again, using them as the example, to get ready for the new school year. It's not just everybody sitting around waiting for school to start. You guys are working all year round and trying to figure out what the teachers need this year. And that's kind of the way I want to preface this show. And before we get into that, I want you to tell us a little about you and how you wound up at Discovery Education, if you don't mind.
Mr. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
SVP.
Sure thing. Yeah. So... Yeah, the brief history is I started my career as a middle school teacher in the school district of Philadelphia. From there, worked at the Department of Ed in Pennsylvania for a couple years and worked on a program that was connecting teachers around the state to each other to learn from each other. And it just coincided with, at the same time, Discovery Education was just starting, and they were starting this teacher community, which kind of what I was doing at the state. So I joined Discovery many, many years ago, back in 2005, to help, as part of a team to start up our educator community, the Discovery Educator Network. And I've been at Discovery for 18 years, and because I work so closely with teachers, every day. Yeah, you for do. 15, 16 years. Yeah. I moved over to the product side of the house a few years ago. That connection for us, like, I love how you set it up in terms of there is and there can and there should be a synergy between what's, you know, what's happening in the classroom and how companies like Discovery Education can support that and help provide resources that solve teachers' daily challenges. But it all starts with those companies like us have to really be in tune and have to be really, really intentional, good listeners. And that's something we pride ourselves on in terms of anything that we're launching for back to school. It's because we've heard it from a teacher.
That's the way to do it, my friend. And, you know, your background, I want to emphasize this, and you know for a fact a lot of your colleagues were also classroom educators or administrators in schools or work for the State Department of Education. I mean, you're all, and I always want to say this, you are all education professionals back there. And, you know, the fact that you have to work in tandem with the school districts makes all the sense in the world. And you have a theme this year, which I found very interesting. It's the first few words that we titled the show, which is called Igniting Student Curiosity. Okay, and that if I'm not mistaken, that's kind of your Discovery's theme as we enter this new school year. Again, a school year has started in many districts. We're getting there. Talk about that. Has there been, and I'm going to think that's going to be funny, has there been a lack of student curiosity as we bounce back from the pandemic? Where are you going with this? This is good stuff. Go ahead, Lance.
Yeah, I don't think there's ever been a lack of student curiosity. I think the thing that we've seen is how can we help kind of spark that, facilitate that, make it, you know, give teachers the tools, resources, content to help bring that out. Because I think forever, but, you know, particularly since the pandemic, the number one thing that we've heard from administrators and from teachers is, like, if you can help us, you know, with the big bucket of engagement, you know, our kids were home, their mindset of school, and it kind of shifted and changed, and do we have to be here? And it's like,
exactly,
you know, and engagement is a big, broad topic, but ultimately, when it comes for us, it's kids are naturally curious, and if we can help through content, professional learning, anything that we can help do to bring that alive in a classroom, because ultimately curiosity for kids, you know, if you find just even like this nugget of something that you're curious about in that math lesson that has some sort of relevance or maybe even a personal connection, it gives kids, you know, a reason to kind of dig in and persevere. So, you know, that's why it's so important to us. I mean, Discovery Education started way, way back when, you know, with Discovery Channel, and ultimately curiosity has been in our DNA ever since.
Yeah, it really has been in Discovery Channel. Ben, you brought that up because, you know, it is part and parcel of this whole thing. And, you know, you said something before. I just wanted to ask you this. I don't even know the answer to this. After all the time doing shows with you, when did Discovery Education start?
About 24. Yeah, I mean, basically Discovery Education started the day Discovery Channel started, the education division itself about 20 years ago, just a little over 20 years ago, when, you know, Discovery Channel acquired United Learning and, you know, and everything was off and running. But really it started, the story is it started the first day Discovery Channel aired their first documentary, because the first phone call they got from Discovery Channel from airing that documentary was from a classroom teacher asking if they could show that documentary in the classroom. So it basically started at the inception of Discovery Channel. Yeah.
I never knew that little tidbit of history. That's real. I'm glad I asked that question. Okay. That
yeah,
is really
cool
interesting.
Story.
And you know, frankly, I thought Discovery Education was older than that. Okay. So you guys have been around for about 20 years, which is,
little,
you've been there for 18 of them. My Lord. Okay. And wow. I mean, really, look what you folks have done in 20 years. Okay. That fascinates me. I thought you were going to say around 1990. Okay. So I'm really impressed with all. I'm pretty impressed with this. Okay. I'm learning stuff here today. Okay. So now here's the challenge, Mr. Vice President, okay, of Discovery Education. You know, you're hearing from educators that they want to really support student curiosity. This is something that they and you can hang your hat on for the year. Okay, you're going to put all that out there for teachers and all that. What do you do? What's happening behind the scenes? So now you've got this in your head, okay, to do this. What happens? What now happens? What's the process, how it works? You gather the team together. You say, okay, this year we're going to ignite student curiosity. Now what? Lance.
Yeah. I mean, now what? It's essentially like, what are the ways that we can do that? And there are a couple key ways that we, you know, that I think we've been driving toward, and then this year really kind of doubling down on it. And one of those is, you know, we provide a variety of products and services. At the core of what we do, though, we help create engaging lessons and activities for teachers. And one of the themes this year in particular, when we got together, and, you know, the team's been doing it for a while, but again, like, really hyper-focused this year. One of the ways that we believe we can help get students curious, I mean, and it starts with something as simple as, how do we frame our lessons around things kids truly are curious, that they've actually asked the question of us, or it's a question that personally for them, like, really sparks their interest. So, you know, part of the Discovery family is Mystery Science, and they've been doing this for years. Like, all of the lessons are literally based on questions that kids send in. So, you know, like, a couple, I jotted a couple down, so I knew, like,
please,
could a volcano pop up where you live? Like, that's a really compelling question that a fourth grader would ask, right? Like, could a volcano pop up in Philadelphia?
I'm going to tell you, you know, I got to tell you that this actually just brought back an amazing memory, okay? And I wasn't expecting this at all. As you know, I grew up in West Philadelphia, all right? And I think you knew that, okay? And I remember my grandmother took me to the movies when I was about 6 years old, 7 years old, to see Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs or something. But they had a, you know, back in those days, this is where you got travelogues, and they had a short 10-minute film before the actual feature about the impact of volcanoes. They showed you what it was like to see volcanoes. So I'm funny you should mention this, and I remember thinking to myself, oh, my God, this is really scary. I wonder if there's a volcano around here. And I kept asking everybody, all the adults in West Philadelphia, I kept asking all the adults, I know, do you know if there's any volcanoes around here? Because that could be really dangerous. Okay, and I found out that there was. Okay, so that's what you brought up, the volcano thing. That was, when I was a kid, I might have sent that in to you. I don't know.
I promise you didn't. For anybody listening, that was just super coincidental, and it's kind of a cool connection there. So.
It was. But it's a memory I still have, asking every adult I saw if they dealt with any volcanoes in West Philadelphia that we had to be worried about. There you go, my friend.
Yeah,
I get it. Go ahead. Keep going with the question.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's ultimately, you know, there's for our Mystery Science team, they're really just great at, because we take those questions from kids.
Yeah, they are.
And this year, you know, one of the things that we've heard again and again, particularly from our elementary school teachers, is, you know, we need more resources for social studies, and you guys make great lessons. Can you help us with that? And so we started
this new series.
It's called it's Need to Know. So we basically, the nice thing about Discovery Education is, like, we have 20 plus years of, we know what teachers are searching for in September and October, but based on what grade they are. Like, we just have these kind of repeated patterns of, we know the standards, we know what they're looking for. So we're building out this new series called Need to Know, and they're lessons for elementary about their social studies lessons around the topics that the teachers most need help with or content for. And we're using that kind of same spirit in terms of, like, well, how do you get kids curious about the American Revolution? Like, ask a compelling question, ask a question that relates to their life. Like, you know, have you ever had a conflict with a friend? Transition to how did conflict start the American Revolution? So that's, you know, the questioning part is a big thing that we focused on as a team this year. And then, you know, for us, it's always been kind of our bread and butter is the content, the videos, the interactives, the digital media. You know, we're obviously developing new Discovery Education original content. We have new content coming in from partners like Books and Fixies and Coyote Peterson. And that's something that, like, ultimately we can help do. Kids are curious about things when they see, you know, that 1 minute video that is so visual and, you know, just captivates them because they're seeing something that they haven't seen in their neighborhood in West Philadelphia. So, you know, content's another piece.
It's going to pickle me for that. Right.
Yeah, no, I think the third one, related to content, Larry, this year, we invested a lot in building new interactives. And by interactives, when I say that, I mean like virtual labs and simulations, and because it gives kids an opportunity not just to kind of passively consume, but they can manipulate variables. They can move things around. It's truly interactive, so they can explore different scenarios.
Interactive on screen or like – I think it's on screen you're talking about. Am I correct?
Yeah, like digital manipulatives, right? So you have
okay,
a virtual
thank you.
Lab
I just wanted to be sure. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's been honestly though, like that resource, and, you know, for 20-some years we've been known for, like, amazing high-quality videos that came – you know, our origin from Discovery Channel. Still have that, obviously. But the digital interactives have become our most popular resource in terms of students going in independently and exploring. And when we can get kids, when we know kids, we look at what they're doing when the teacher's not assigning things to them. And that's one of the kind of, you know, indicators for us is kids are going in and they're exploring those interactives on their own without teachers telling them to do it. That's where we need to double down. So those are a few of the things that, you know, that we're putting in place for back to school.
Yeah, and I wanted to go back because I love social studies. What grades are we talking about? Because I was a social studies teacher outside of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So with need to know, okay, A, what grade or any of this, what grades are we talking about?
Yeah, I mean, we provide all of our content and services are K-12. We support pretty much all subject areas with our experience product. For social studies, we have a upper grades, middle and early high school social studies textbook. This Need to Know series is it came from our elementary teachers. So the first lessons are grades 3 through 5, and then we'll go and work on the grades 1 through 2 lessons later in the year.
Yeah, you know, that is so important. I'm thinking as you're talking about moving digital manipulatives around, this is what kids love to do. All right. I remember my kids, you know, with video games and all that, they would build roller coasters and all that sort of thing. Okay. And it's moving stuff around on screen. Okay. And that makes all the difference in the world to these kids. And this is the way of the world for the last 30 years. And education has to make kids understand we understand what you need to move forward. And we're going to make this learning fun, because if we don't make it fun, you're not going to enjoy it like you should, okay? And learning should be enjoyable. I love the way you guys are thinking about this. And again, you grew out of the TV business, which was, although it was always educational, it was a business. You had to figure out what was going on. So I really love what Discovery does. I want to ask something else, and we're talking about student curiosity. There's another part of this, and this is teacher curiosity, and I know you're on top of this, all right? You have to think about this. When you create something new, let's just use need to know. When you use need to know, teachers have to understand what's there, which pops into professional learning. And that's key these days, because I honestly believe that professional learning and continual training is going to keep a lot of teachers in the profession. But you know, we're having a trouble with that these days. All right?
Yeah.
And so talk about professional learning, but I want to say something else, because it just dawned on me. If we can get kids to really enjoy learning at school, okay, we will get more and more people interested in the teaching profession, because nobody wants to spend their professional life doing what they did not enjoy. But if kids enjoy learning and enjoy being in school, they'll think more seriously about becoming educators. And all this, it's a vicious cycle. It's a whole big thing. All right, but it all makes sense in the big picture, okay? It's individual trees, if I may, in the forest. That's why I think what you guys do is so important, okay, for the kids. And now we're going to get into the professional learning side for the teachers.
Yeah, no, the timing's really. We just did a research study for back to school, just of a couple thousand teachers who use Discovery Education, and it was a professional learning survey, and we did a readout yesterday, and you know,
perfect.
I think this just kind of kind of confirms all the things that companies and districts know, but a couple things that just resonated for us. One, we've been spending more and more time on kind of like micro learnings or point of use, 5-10 minutes, like here's a video, what's a quick strategy you can use with it. So it's very like point of use, teachers don't have a ton of time. That came out of one of the themes in terms of like just kind of duration and when do you want professional learning. But the big thing that comes out, not just out of the survey that we did, but you know, the RAND studies and many other places, is like teachers do, they learn best or it sinks in best when you're learning with your colleagues. It's that whole professional learning community. Like that 5-minute conversation I have with the other sixth grade teacher in my building, like I see what they're doing and I get to try it. And that's one of the things that, I mean, we've tried to help facilitate that for years with our teacher community, with the Discovery Educator Network. This year we rolled out, in particular because of what you said, you know, like a lot of new teachers, a lot of emergency certified teachers, you know, folks coming in that need that support. And we put together a pathway that's basically like teachers learning together as a cohort around a particular strategy. Like you get together, here's this strategy, how would you use it in your classroom? It's discussion. They go off and try it, and then there's individual coaching. So we're trying a lot of different blended and hybrid models to just meet teachers where they're at. But in terms of like the biggest thing that was the takeaway, Larry, out of that survey was like, what's the reason that teachers want professional learning? What's the thing that drives them? And it wasn't badges. It wasn't badges and it wasn't extra pay. It was because I want to grow as a professional, which shouldn't be shocking to anybody, but maybe it is. Teachers are curious too. Like you come back every year and it's like, how do I make that lesson better? What's the other teacher down the hall doing? So the more we can, the more that building level administrators, the more that superintendents can make space for professional learning, like, that ultimately changes the dynamic of classrooms more than anything.
It really and truly does. And, you know, there's two ways to say this. Nothing makes a teacher happier than when they're really teaching. But what really is the bottom line, nothing makes a teacher happier when the kids are learning. All right. That's the incentive right there. Teachers just naturally, for the most part, love what they do. All right. And it's just so important to keep. We can't afford to lose any. And to keep that, teacher curiosity at a high level, okay, and help them along. And you said it a few minutes ago with quick information that is useful, okay, it's going to make all the difference in the world. And it's part of the process, to me, of a school district purchasing a product. They have to be very aware that it's not going to be one of my friend contractors calls a taillight warranty. The minute you can't see his taillights when he drives out of the driveway, the warranty is over. Okay.
Right.
You know, and it's the same thing here. These companies spend hours and hours and hours putting this together and trying to figure out what's right. And if you don't figure it out the first time, you'll change it as you get more information. But to me, it's creating the curiosity to be the best you can be. And that's what you're really doing. I think what you're doing is absolutely great. So I just want to go, before we go here, Lance, I just want to give everybody, is it discoveryed.com/, I have it linked here, /2-school. Is that the best place to go, back to school?
Absolutely, yeah, discoveryeducation.com. You'll see all of the back to school updates there.
Yeah. It's just amazing. And now that school's starting, I have to ask you this. Okay, what kind of feedback are you guys looking for? Just talk to everybody about the feedback they can give. I don't want them to think, and again, I'll say it again, there's not a taillight warranty here. Okay, the salesperson you see represents a much larger pyramid of people. Okay, and what's the feedback you guys want as the year goes on, Liz?
Yeah. I mean, we want to know feedback about how's the content resonating with the kids? How easy is it for teachers to use? How can we make that a little bit more seamless and provide teacher support? I mean, ultimately, we look at usage data every day, what's resonating, but like getting even, you know, a little bit more in the weeds of like what specifically about this content got your kids excited or put a smile on their face. So we're constantly doing focus groups and surveys and looking at the data. But we also, anybody that has Discovery Education, we encourage them to just, you know, contact support, send us a note. And, you know, we make that a core part of our product principles, is listening to our teacher community.
You guys stand behind everything you do, and I know that, and I'm proud to say it for you. Lance Ruggie, thank you, my friend. It's great to have you here. Okay?
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You know you're always welcome here. Lance, take care. Have a good weekend. Okay?
Please. You too. Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye.
This is a good company. That's discoveryed.com, and I have everything linked up here, but really it's, well, you got it. Okay? These companies, again, Discovery is a good example. They really do care about what they're doing. They want to hear from you. They want to create the right materials. We're going to archive the show at ace-ed.org. And if you ever want to get in touch with me, it's Larry at ace-ed.org. And by the way, I am Larry Jacobs, that is, and thanks for listening.